My co-host this morning is Keith Littlewood. He's a functional medicine practitioner based at Optimal Fitness, just here in Studio City, actually. And yeah, he's here to take your questions this morning if you are facing issues with posture, pain, backache, shoulders in the neck, or indeed issues with digestion, or maybe those energy levels are not so good. Maybe you could be a bit more energized, a bit more full of motivation. All of these things are interlinked, possibly. So just looking at the messages coming in, Keith, somebody's asking here actually about reflexology, which is an interesting one, isn't it? When we're talking about pressure points of the body, that's really what reflexology is all about, the pressure points in the feet.
Yeah, reflexology is a funny one. I remember watching a program actually once on the BBC, and there's a doctor who's a very open-minded holistic doctor, and there are obviously key traditional Chinese medicine principles that you can see in I mean, that's why they use acupuncture in National Health Service. But with reflexology, it's difficult because the nerve endings of the feet don't represent the pressure points. And I'm not too sure about reflexology. I've seen people, and I've seen the actual chart where they say that's your digestion, that's your heart, that's your that. And people will usually say, oh yeah, I do have an issue with that. But a lot of people do have that. And I'm not trying to rubbish reflexology, because I'm sure it has a lot of benefits for a lot of people.
Have you ever had it done?
I've had it once, and I fell asleep. And I think what the program actually said once is that it could even be traced back to the fact that someone is getting attention from someone and having their hands placed on their body, which can have a tremendous healing effect anyway. So I don't know the ins and outs and how the actual reflexes work with the nerves. I'm not too sure what the rationale is for it, but I've seen it work, and people have raved about it. So who am I to argue with people who get benefit from a service?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, yeah, I've had it done, and I actually found it quite incredible. I felt quite the idea of it sort of unblocking and channel ways to different parts of your body.
Yeah.
All I can say is afterwards I did feel good. I felt this change happen in my body whilst it was happening, and afterwards I felt good. I don't know about the actual identifying illness in your body and all of that. But what do you think? Let us know if you have had reflexology and it has worked for you or not. What are your thoughts? Let us know your thoughts on reflexology, and we'll share your information. Here as well, somebody who's feeling depressed and drained of energy, they had an issue in a relationship, in fact, quite a serious issue with their wife and best friend, and that was 6 years ago. And they're asking, what can they do to get their energy back?
Okay, well, energy is a very kind of, it's a big word when we're looking at causes of energy slumps. Obviously, if there's a psychological thing, and I always say that I'm trained in structure, mechanics, and hormonal and chemical issues. If there's something psychological, we know that has a massive impact. It can affect your posture, it can affect your energy, maybe some form of counselling, some cognitive behavioural therapy, or some kind of counselling where you get to offload and speak to someone who's not linked to any of the situations can be a big help and a big step in the right direction. I do actively encourage clients, if that is an area they need to work on, you know, but even doing something like some exercises that take your mind away. We go back to breathing exercises. That's why things like Tai Chi, yoga have a concept of breathing that changes the way you breathe and can change the way that you're perceiving situations. When we're stressed, when we're exposed to hormonal stress, to psychological stress, to structural stress, some people find there's often not a way out. I've had quite a few clients this year alone come to me and said, I don't know, you're probably being my last port of call. I felt I was living on a knife edge. I had no motivation for life. I really wasn't enjoying myself as well. And even just the few things that you've given me related to breathing. And a lot of my clients, I'm not saying you need a strength and conditioning program. I'm saying, right, it's breathing first. It's stability. It's flexibility. If you work on that, then you're going to get a big change. Then you can start building and doing other things. But there are many things that affect people's energy. I bang on about the thyroid gland all the time. It's the master regulator of metabolism. If that's not functioning, there are many things that you can do with diet. There are many things that you can do with supplements and the right type of exercise for getting your energy back. And slowly, with all of my clients, I see, first of all, I see changes in energy. Then I start to see changes in weight, if weight loss is that's their goal. And clients, I've had clients sort of lose a stone in 4 weeks with the right approach. And that's usually doing less exercise, eating the right type of foods, which not necessarily is the healthy diet of eating lots of green vegetables that we're led to believe, because they contain chemicals that disrupt the thyroid gland. Every case is individual. It's subjective. you have to be able to put some commitment into your program. How many people are prepared to spend 50,000, let's talk pounds, let's talk dirhams, let's say 200,000 dirhams on a car or 500,000 dirhams on a car, but won't be bothered to spend, say, a couple of thousand dirhams investing in their health and following in a program? And it's about priorities. You can see big changes in a relatively short space of time, but you have to be committed and put the effort in. And you will, when you start to pay attention to yourself, what your body's telling you. You look at things like sleep patterns, energy levels, how your digestion's working. They are key things that tell you what is right and what is wrong.
Also, if you are, you know, struggling emotionally, or if you're feeling depressed, then there might be a tendency to be reaching for the wrong kind of foods. You know, you might be reaching for the sugary foods, the carbs, you know, that kind of comfort, feel good, wanting some kind of energy and reaching for that, so those kind of foods. And they're not necessarily actually going to be the ones that give you long-lasting energy.
There's a double-edged sword with that kind of approach, is that, one, yes, there is an emotional attachment to certain types of foods like breads, sugary products. When somebody's stressed, the reason why they will reach for sugary products is because when the thyroid becomes depressed or suppressed and you go to hyperthyroidism, you need glucose to convert thyroxine, or the T4 to T3, into thyroid hormone. And that's why we tend to also reach for sugary foods, salty foods, when the adrenal glands are stressed as well. We think salt causes high blood pressure. Salt doesn't cause high blood pressure. When there's imbalance of the salt retaining hormones like aldosterone, that's when we start to see problems. And, you know, I see clients sometimes do a lot better with a bit more salt and a bit more sugar. This is dependent on who they are and what's driving their problems. You wouldn't necessarily want to give high sugar to certain other people, but there's places for it. But the emotional construct of why we reach for certain foods, breads, for example, you could even argue with breads, there are opiate-based compounds in bread, and that's why people find bread really hard to give up. It was almost like going cold turkey. I've seen people very emotional in my office who've been told that they have to cut bread out for you know, even something as small as 6 weeks. And it's getting through that stage. You want to reach for something that's comforting, that tastes good. But, you know, with gluten in flour products, we've talked about that before, that inhibits the thyroid gland. And even just giving up gluten for 3 months, people will see a big change in energy within the space of 2 to 6 days.
Okay, well, when we come back, we will be exploring more regarding diet and nutrition, because I brought my lunch into the studio today. So Keith's going to be taking a look at what I've got for lunch and whether this is right for me and is what I would consider to be nutritionally good. It's going to give me energy. It's healthy. It's a salad. It's a salad bowl. So we'll explore what's in the salad bowl and find out from Keith the pluses and minuses from some of the ingredients. And we'll also get back to posture as well and explore those pressure points, and maybe if you're feeling aches and pains, how we can readdress the balance for you.